Oil markets celebrate an Iran deal that may not exist yet. Global stocks hit record highs and Brent crude fell below $100 a barrel for the first time in months, on hopes that Qatar-mediated negotiations could end Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, a choke point through which 20% of the world's oil supply passes. Traders priced the deal as nearly done. Analysts urged far more caution. According to reporting from the New York Times, American and Iranian officials are offering significantly different accounts of what any emerging agreement would actually contain, particularly on Iran's nuclear program. That divergence is not a foundation for a durable accord, and investment bank Piper Sandler warned that the strait could remain shut for months, even if talks continue. Mixed signals from within the Trump administration added to the uncertainty. The president moved a planned cabinet retreat from Camp David back to the White House, officially citing weather, though sources indicated Iran negotiations would dominate the agenda. Over 90 House Republicans are simultaneously pressuring the president to dismantle UNRWA, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton called the peace talks a mistake entirely. Senator Lindsey Graham separately criticized Pakistan's mediation role as problematic, suggesting multiple diplomatic tracks are running in parallel. Iran's economic desperation may be driving its willingness to engage. The country has operated under sustained international isolation, and domestic pressure is mounting for sanctions relief. Whether Tehran is prepared to make genuine concessions on its nuclear capabilities or is engaged in tactical maneuvering for temporary relief remains the central unanswered question. The broader stakes extend well beyond oil prices. Israel and Saudi Arabia have operated under the assumption that maximum pressure on Iran was settled U.S. policy. A sudden diplomatic pivot would force both to recalibrate regional strategies. Treasury Secretary Bessent, already navigating climbing treasury yields, faces the additional complication that energy price volatility driven by geopolitical uncertainty is making his limited options even narrower.